Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John, no Lance. Del is, it's me and Del now for the rest of the way. This is my last hour of the week. Going to take a day, going to see my daughter. Spend a little Father's Day weekend with my baby girl. So that's going to happen. Y'all get Lance and Trey tomorrow. Lance, Del, and Trey.
Yeah. Trey will be
and
here.
And I think he's got somebody else coming in, too. I don't know
who
out
it. He didn't tell me.
He's been in studio before.
So. Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Is one of those guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see. So that'll happen tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You want to talk about some news now. We had a bunch of news yesterday. We had a lot of good stuff. Bregman is a problem. Tucker's a problem. Sick. Bregman, quad. So you win the battles, but and hope you know what I think. Bregman sitting for a little while might be the best thing for him. He's his mind. Give him a break. He's pressing. He hasn't been hitting well. He's actually making some errors as well, some throwing errors. So this is probably a really good time for Bregman to just sit and relax. Go get yourself a Mai Tai. Sit by the pool.
The team can still hit without you. Get your mind right.
Been kicking ass even with you hitting the way you are in a three hole, which is kind of a big deal.
It's a big spot in the lineup.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know how they approach it. You know what, Chaz, with Tucker down, Chaz McCormick appears so he'll have more at bats. We'll see if Robles is, give him some at bats, see if he can't hit at the major league level with some extended playing time now. This team is so loaded that it's no big deal, guys going down now. For a lot of teams, it's a killer when you lose a star like Bregman.
Yeah, and this is a team we had this talk before, how many times this team was actually had their full roster of guys they would have liked to open the season with. Did they eventually have it with McCullers was back, but Castro wasn't back yet. So have they had a day when...
He's back. Castro's back.
Castro's back. Yeah. So they actually had a couple days and then McCullers, and then Bregman was like, sorry, gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tucker got sick. So right. There that
it
was.
It looked like you were going to have a loaded lineup. Yeah. And then, yeah.
A couple of things happened.
But, that's baseball. 162 games. You're going to have guys in and out and pitchers come in and out and everything else. But now the staff is healthy other than Baez.
Yeah.
You still don't have Baez. So I don't know. And you don't hear word one about him either.
I don't know that he exists.
I'm not sure. Are we sure he's still alive? Has anybody seen or heard from him?
I can't speak to it.
Unbelievable. So that's nice. You think Jacob DeGrom has, and there is nobody in baseball that's better than Jacob DeGrom. Nobody. All these wars and everything else, you can have Guerrero, you can have Tatis, you can have Correa. I'll take DeGrom as far as his production versus everybody else's production in baseball. He's head and shoulders above everybody. Now, Guerrero's having an unbelievable year as well, but Jacob DeGrom now has shoulder soreness. You think he might actually claim because he can't use Stickum. Is he going to pull the Tyler Glass
now? I asked the question in the rundown. Now that he's had a couple straight starts short-circuited by injuries, will we hear from Jacob DeGrom about how they couldn't do this to him? It's unfair, and that's why he's hurt? Will this be a trend, or just... Or is Tyler Glass now the one guy who did it and everyone saw it and go, yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he going to go full LeBron? Is he going to blame baseball?
I would like LeBron did a magnificent job of, there were coach firings. There were major health or injury concerns to stars.
GM fired.
You had a remarkable game in Philly, and then you also had a Clipper surprising victory in Utah, and LeBron found a way to make it about him. He is remarkable in that regard. Hey.
And it's a headline.
Hey, I told you guys after the Kawhi news, he made Kawhi getting hurt about him.
Yeah.
Hey, I told you guys this would happen. Well, thanks, LeBron. You know, he did the whole prayer hands thing first for the claw. And then he was like, I told y'all. I told y'all this would happen.
The schedule. You didn't give us enough time.
The schedule's rough, certainly. But can't you just take a step back?
Let it be about other people.
Let the NBA breathe without you. They'll be fine. It'll be fine. We didn't need you interjecting, but he found a way. And a credit to him. And speaking of NBA stuff, there's some percolating stuff with Luka. Luka's getting ready to play for Slovenia as they try to qualify, I believe, for the Olympics, or maybe they've already qualified it, probably. And he's talking about how seeing Donnie Nelson going was tough for him. And
he'll have a statement today.
And he had the statement. He pretty much told everyone it was rough to see that.
Oh no, I thought that there was going to be another statement today too.
Really? Well, I'm quoting Mark Stein from today.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that was a statement, but he's talking about how it was rough. That's the guy who drafted me. It was tough to see. People are thinking, and he doesn't like the guy in charge there. Apparently, he has had a back and forth with that guy.
Well, but I think Cuban has said that guy's not making any decisions.
Well, Luka doesn't like him around.
He doesn't even like him around?
No. Apparently, there were.
Then he better go.
Yeah, Mark Cuban better make a quick decision. You already got rid of Donnie Nelson, or Donnie Nelson decided to leave, excuse me. One of Luka's favorites. The guy who was allegedly one of your trusted people has upset your greatest star. If Luka doesn't sign that extension this summer, and the talk will start to pick up.
How long has Donnie Nelson been there?
Was it 20-plus years or longer?
30-plus years,
I think it
said.
Was 34 years that Donnie Nelson's like that. Been there?
That's Don Nelson's son that's been around for, I'm like, old. Wow. That just, I was like, how many years?
Well,
that's Donnie.
He was an assistant in 20. So he's been there over 20 years. I thought it was longer than that, too. But
he's over 50.
58 years old for Donnie Nelson.
Wow.
And,
see, oldness.
And then he had been with the Mavs organization since 2000. As an assistant, then moved on to the front
office. Just over 20 years. Okay.
Yeah. So now Luka's favorite guy is gone. And we remember Luka was asked about, are you going to sign that extension? And because he made first. Now, this was before he made one of the All-NBA teams, but everyone knew that was going to happen. He goes, what do you think? Well, pretty much like, yeah, of course. It's going to be over 200-something million.
Yeah.
Now people are like.
Yeah, but you know what?
He'll sign it and then ask for a trade.
Honestly, though, you can't make a decision now on your general manager, your head coach, your janitor without consulting your star player.
I think it is important. Now you don't want him to run things, but you'd like him to at least be able to work or like
Cuban
the guy.
Did Cuban call him and say, this is what's happening here?
I don't
know. If you don't,
it's a problem.
You're going to have, hey, the GM, wait a minute.
Yeah, particularly if he feels like Donnie Nelson left and it wasn't of his own accord. Like if Donnie Nelson just didn't decide to step down because he was tired of doing it, and he left because he didn't like. Look, the Mavericks have had some problems in their front office. Like Cuban likes to pretend like that's a well-run, non, quote unquote, toxic place, but they've had issues. They've had
it's
a lot
been
of them.
Extremely toxic.
Yeah, and then we had
their president was a scumbag.
Yeah, and then we had a story about the guy who I was referencing, who Luka doesn't like. Allegedly, they've had confrontations on the court where Luka's like, where the guy's telling Luka to calm down or something, and Luka's like, you don't tell me to calm down. So it's that personal for them, apparently.
Well, so if that guy's got to go,
go. If you're Mark Cuban, you better make the right decision.
Yeah. Okay, that guy, how many's he score a game?
None.
Let's get LSU Brian in here before we take a break. Hey, LSU Brian, what's going on?
What's going on, guys? I didn't really have a question for Lance. He's an NFL guy, so I was just going to try to, put out some breaking NFL news that I heard about. No, I'm not trying to take credit for it. I listened to a podcast from a guy out of Louisiana, and, man, we have a retired NFL great, well, I don't know how great, coming back to play a different position. Would you like to have a guess who that is?
A retired NFL great. Tim Tebow.
Well, he's already – that's not breaking news.
That's breaking news.
Tim wasn't great. But, no, this guy's decision was because he said Tim Tebow could do it. I could do it. But, man, I'll let y'all know. So I was listening to a podcast, and, of course, Brandon Jacobs is from Louisiana. And just like yesterday, he said he made a decision. He's gonna come back and try to play defensive end. How about that? I'm assuming no one knew about it because he just said he had just made the decision yesterday. So
I think I'd seen this. But Brandon Jacobs was thinking about.
He's crazy, man. He's a beast, and if he's healthy and he's
how old is Brandon Jacobs?
I mean, he's 38.
Oh well,
38.
Hard for me to take that so seriously.
Is he going to the Giants?
I'm not assuming he's going to come and be this great guy and wreck shop, but I just thought it was pretty darn interesting. Brandon Jacobs.
He's turning 39 July 6th.
Defensive end.
He's turning 30. Yeah. Is he going to the Giants?
I don't know if he's actually at the team.
No, he said he'd go anywhere. He's just going to – his kids talked him into it, he said, and he said he's going to see what he can do. He's going to try, and if he makes the team, great. If not, then he just wants to make a try at it, man. So I figured I'd kind of throw that out. I thought it was pretty cool.
Thanks, Brian. Surprisingly enough, his kid is a really big dude who's a football recruit. His kid's name his name is Braden, and apparently his kid's possibly going to be a high major recruit. So now he's only a freshman, but he's Brandon Jacobs' kid, so he's giant. He's mm-hmm. offensive lineman size.
Yeah, I'd heard this before. This wasn't just yesterday. I'd read about Brandon Jacobs talking about this. He actually said this right after Tebow. He said, I can do it too.
So or maybe he's more locked in than he was when he just kind of flippantly said it. But
yeah. Maybe now he just decided, I'm going to do it. Well, yeah. Okay.
Good luck as a 39-year-old. See if any team bites. Seems unlikely, but whatever.
Yep. All right, it's 15 after here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776, the number to get in here and hang with us. And once again, I mean, that league, the NFL, Paul Tagliabue, he's chiming in about sports gambling. The guy who made a bajillion dollars off sports gambling is chiming in. We'll talk about it after this.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
Brought to you by Boost Mobile. Feel the power of keeping more money in your pocket at Boost Mobile. Get plans that fit your budget on America's largest 5G network for less. Boost Mobile. More power to save.
You want to save? You want to get the best goal in the market? You want to have the best installation? You want to have a top-notch, wonderful basketball goal that you can only get in one place? Go ahead and go to the box store and pick up a goal, or go to a sports store and pick up a basketball goal and see how that works out for you. It's night and day. Everything about the hoops goal is just better. The tempered glass backboard, the unrustable stanchion. But one of the main things is the installation, okay? How are you getting that backboard on your garage? What about the stanchion and the goal that you're going to get from the sports store? And it's flimsy. It's not. It's crappy. You are getting a hoops goal, and you're getting Keith Tate to give you the best installation that is guaranteed. And that's saying something. Plus, the goal that the kids are going to love, because you can raise and lower it, and they can actually have fun on the goal. Even when it doesn't matter how old they are, Dad, they can have fun on a goal that you can go up, that will go up and down, so that the kids can actually use it and enjoy it and actually be outside as opposed to just looking at it and not playing. So if you're looking for the best goal, ProDunkHoops.com. It's not arguable. ProDunkHoops.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, Paul Tagliabue, who was the commissioner of the NFL before Roger Goodell took over, he says this about gambling. I worry about that. It's interesting to me. The thing that always made me too hesitant to draw too many conclusions was that there were a lot of scandals over the years, but they were always in basketball, where the idea is that if you get one or two players, you can affect the outcome. Football, if you get the quarterback in football, presumably you can affect the outcome of the game. But if it's not the quarterback and you get one or two guys, it may not affect the outcome of the game, which is why people explain there's been point shaving in basketball, but not football. Well, you can get a referee. A referee can certainly affect a game, a big play, throw a flag. He can throw multiple flags on big and stop momentum or create offense for them. You can certainly get a referee. But this hiding behind the reason that the NFL is as popular as it is today, two things. First one was gambling and then fantasy football, which is gambling.
Correct.
So because people love, they think they know football, they played football as a kid, they understand the game, everybody thinks that they're an expert in the game, and so the gambling aspect has been, but when football season comes, ask any book, this is the off season, and it's a nice little time. Maybe you know something about baseball. Maybe you're betting on NBA playoffs. Whatever, but it's exponential, the gambling aspect. And it has been since the days of Brett Musburger and Jimmy the Greek and Pete Axthelm, you know, talking about point spreads. The only thing, the pregame shows all talked about the point spreads and the picks. And they all did that. They didn't do that in any other sport. Any other sport, it was just about the game. That's all it was.
Yeah, and as far as the sport he's talking about, the salaries are too great for a player to really be affected by it. Like, if he's worried about gambling, what player is going to risk the salary he's making in the NFL to point shave or to throw a game at this point?
Right. Maybe in college you could.
Well, yeah,
most all of your point shaving, except, you know, the NBA referee.
Well, the referee.
Yeah.
But the player who's even the bench guy who's got a minimum salary is not going to do it.
Well, that's it.
He talking about for the players? The players aren't going to do that.
How ridiculous was the James Harden was throwing the game against San Antonio or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but it certainly James wasn't going to risk all the money he could make and will still make in the NBA over throwing a game. What could they possibly have given him? Did someone kidnap someone he loved? That's the only way.
Yeah. Now that came out too. Something happened.
Yeah.
Something happened to James's family, because otherwise,
what was the excuse for that performance against the Spurs?
Right. Right. So that the Paul Tagliabue his if he stuck his head in the, listen, Paul Tagliabue, the reason that that your league and you were so successful in building, and it was under, you know, Roselle and then Tagliabue that the league grew, the reason for your exponential growth, gambling.
And ignoring that is really just insulting everyone's intelligence.
It really is. Yeah. It really is.
I mean, you can accept reality. Look, the game is entertaining. The game is loved. But the game's growth is because of what people use the game for. It's just admit it. It's okay. We're all grown-ups, just like when Al Michaels would make reference to the line without making reference to the line. It's cute when Al Michaels does it, because he's our dude. He's been around for so long. But it's like, we all know. We all know why that field goal or that stop was very important to some people. Yeah, we get it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
So a couple of headlines that we've missed so far. Arizona, the Diamondbacks, have lost 22 straight road losses. 22 straight road losses. Saw a stat. Vlad Guerrero Jr. has hit 18 home runs since the last time Arizona won on the road.
I'm trying to think
how
hard. Now they were ready to win a game.
Yeah,
weren't they up 8-5 with two outs?
Yeah, Yastrzemski. Yeah,
and he hit a grand slam.
Was it a three-runner to tie? Did that tie it up, and then they went on to win it?
I think
whatever the case may be, it was the ninth inning. And Mike Yastrzemski homered, into the San Francisco Bay, and they lost that a game that they led by two or three runs late.
It was a grand slam.
Oh, it was a grand slam.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were up three, and he hit a grand slam in the ninth, and he got to lose it for them.
And they were up seven in the game.
Yeah.
The Giants came back from a seven-run deficit, and that grand slam won it.
It's now tied for the longest in baseball's modern era, matching the 63 Mets and 43 Philadelphia Athletics.
So it was an eighth-inning grand slam.
It was in the eighth, not
yeah,
the ninth.
The Diamondbacks, I think they're maybe four outs away from, you know, ending the streak and couldn't get it done.
And so congratulations to the I love stats like that.
Well, we had that here, except it was just 20 straight losses, not even road losses, just the Rockets piled up 20 straight.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
I love that. It was awesome. Did you see Ross Stripling, Zach?
No.
Okay, he's a pitcher for the Blue Jays, and their third baseman comes up and makes a barehanded play and throws it away, and Stripling just goes nuts. Throws the ball, and Ben Verlander tweeted, "I hate this. Never show up your defenders." He actually said, "I have apologized to him. You can't do that." Remember when Lance McCullers Jr. did that?
Yeah.
Somebody made an error, and Lance was just all pissed off going back to them. Stripling, like, looks at the third baseman, throws his arms up, and yells at him. And it's like, dude, you just can't do that.
I'm trying to think. In baseball, that is something you don't ever really see. You kind of see it in basketball. Guys were like, "That's your guy. That was your guy."
Or LeBron with J.R. Smith.
Well, that was warranted. That was a finals game one, and he forgot the time or whatever he did.
Didn't he not shoot?
He
or
didn't
something?
Shoot. Yeah. And then LeBron was well within his rights. I rarely just give LeBron credit, but he was in his rights for that action. But what he did is a basketball move. That is not out of place in basketball, but baseball, that's not something you do.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
So it was Joe Panic at third base. Joe Panic, by the way, well, he's not even in town, so I can tell the story. A buddy of mine, his son, Joe Panic stole his girlfriend. So every time Joe Panic is up or Joe Panic gets a hit, I'll text him. Hey, by the way, and did you see that hit he just got? And he stole your girlfriend.
So Joe, did he go on to marry this woman?
I think he did.
Brittany Panic is her?
I think so. And he was going out with her. And Joe,
in town here?
No. They were here. They were, I can't tell you where they were.
Well, I don't know where Brittany's from, but Joe's from Yonkers, born in Yonkers. But
it was up in New York.
Okay.
And Joe Panic stole his girlfriend. So now every time, I hate to, you know, pour salt in the wound.
So they were together.
And Joe Panic stole her.
And did she break up with him first, or did she cheat on him and then keep going with Joe?
I think she might have cheated on him.
Ooh, that's rough. And you're
yeah, I like to remind him of it. Yeah.
Why?
Because Joe Panic.
But does he care about it?
Well, I don't know.
He married this woman 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So does this guy still care about this?
No, I would imagine not. But
I'd
like to pour salt in that one.
I mean, the guy lost a good-looking woman. From what I can tell.
Is she?
Yeah, I'm bringing up pictures of the now Miss Brittany Panic. I can understand being a little upset. Oh, and there's a YouTube highlight video of their wedding. You should send that to them.
I should.
I'm going to send you the link to the Brittany and Joseph wedding highlights. And then you should send this to your buddy's son or your buddy and go, "Look, this could have been you."
Yeah, she's cute. Yeah. Sorry. Guess what? Joe Panic stole your girl.
And
he just made it. But how about that? He's probably going to come back. Yeah? What about that error?
I don't know. Joe Panic's not a bad player.
Joe Panic's not a bad player.
Every time Joe Panic does something great, you want to send this guy this video
of
their wedding? Okay.
Here's their wedding. Could have been you.
I mean, you're not a Major League Baseball player or anything, but you could have married her, but you should say she made the right call.
Yeah.
Every time you see Joe Panic do something.
Guess what?
To be honest, she made the right call.
Oh, she definitely made the right call. Are you kidding?
Let's see Joe Panic's career earnings and see if this woman had the foresight. Unlike the girl who dumped Christian Wood on the day of the draft, didn't have the foresight to know he would be a really good player. Joe Panic, this guy, I think, currently not on a big deal, but 1 year, $1.8 is still good change. good pocket change for some people and good real and really good money. Okay, spot track is being really slow. I'm just trying to figure out how much this woman upgraded.
Oh, she upgraded a ton, trust me. All right, we got to take a break because we got throw shade, throw some, make some shade is coming your way next right here. 713-780-3776. We had a great one last week. So let's have another great one today. I mean, it was the best one we've had in quite a while. So who needs to get some shade? You've been thinking about it. You've had a whole week to stew over somebody wronging you in some way, shape, or form. Let's go. 713-780-3776.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, let's go. Who wronged you? Did someone cut you off? Maybe your girlfriend cut you off? I don't know. Did someone sleep with your girlfriend? That's a problem.
Did a Major League Baseball player steal your girlfriend?
Did a Major League Baseball? If he was in town, I'd have him call and say, yeah, Joe Panic, this is for you. 713-780-3776 is the number. We had a great shade last week. A lot of new callers. If you've got something that's bothering you, are the Yankees bothering you because they cheat? Yankee fans bothering you? Dodger fans? Dodgers?
Yeah. If you are upset by anything.
Anything.
I, once again, would like to promote airing your grievances about people at the station. That's my favorite part of shade.
You enjoy that.
Have decided that someone, whether it be on this show, maybe Lance, maybe, I don't know, Joel, Nick, you all know the cast of characters. If they have upset you in any way, call in and let us know. It's my favorite part of the week when someone says, what did someone call a fill-in last week? What did he call that guy who was filling in for AJ last week? Ah, what was it? God, I can't. It wasn't complimentary is all I can say. I got to find it. It was so funny.
It's not. That's not what we're looking for.
Yes, it is what we're looking for. See, you said last week.
I'm not here for that content.
You said last week was the best shade we've ever had in a while. And you know what it was filled with? Yeah. People airing their grievances.
All right. Well, let's see. 713-780-3776. You ready?
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right. We're going to get it going. 713-780-3776. Got a couple open lines, but when we fill them up, the guy gets off, you can get in.
I remember the name. He called him Sugar Britches.
Sugar Britches. This you enjoyed.
It was great. I don't even know who he was talking about. It was a fill-in, and he called him Sugar Britches.
let's try
you
to
laughed.
Stay away from...
Don't pretend like it wasn't funny. You just laughed.
I don't know. I'd like to stay away. It makes me nervous when they talk about other shows.
It doesn't make me nervous. Talk about this show. I don't care. Talk about everyone.
No, that doesn't bother me at all. Adrian is first up. Hey, Adrian, make some shade.
What's going on, fellas? I want to throw major shade on the sun. Pun intended. I mean, it's 100 degrees in June. It's crazy out here. They're trying to break records. I don't even want to see what August looks like. What the hell is going on? Literally. Throw a major shade to the sun. Cool it the hell down.
Thank you.
Make some shade.
The sun, you suck.
You remember when we had that week of it was rain? Yeah. And I was like, that's pretty cool in June. The sun was like, hold on.
Yeah. Watch this.
Don't worry about it.
Watch this. Take care of that week you had here. All right. He opened up a line. Get in. 713-780-3776. Ryan is next. What up, Ryan?
What's going on, fellas? My shade is for John Clay Wolf. I listened to a show 3 months ago, and they have a segment on there where they play a song backwards, and if you guess it, you get to win like some kind of gift card or something. They'll send it in the mail. I haven't seen anything in 3 months, John Clay Wolf. What's going on, man? Oh. Also, I want to throw shade at Johnny G for taking off tomorrow. Now I got to listen to Lance's brisket talk, you know, poo-poo popcorn, whatever else. If hopefully Raheel is on tomorrow. That would make up for it, but if not, shade at Johnny G. But
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I don't think he's going to talk about his brisket or poopy popcorn.
You don't know that.
I don't know what he's going to talk about, but it's not going to be those two things. He has brought up his brisket a couple of times, though.
Yeah, considering that message we got.
Yeah, when he was drunk. he was drunk texting us.
I was like, man, it's Saturday night. Leave me
what
alone.
What are you doing? JC is next. Hey, JC.
Yo.
What's up?
Good morning to you guys. Welcome shake to Joe in the afternoon. Just blow. Just shut up and do your job, bitch.
I'm throwing
what was,
some
who was that?
He said someone in the afternoon blows.
I don't know.
And he said just show up and do your job, and he dropped the B word.
Oh, that was ugly.
This is what I'm looking for.
No. I don't know what I'm looking for here. Easterby is calling in. What's up, Easterby?
One fist, two fists, red fist, blue fist. Yeah, going off of Ryan's point out of Lance, we don't care about your trash-ass brisket, Lance. And why don't you get off the Colts GM nuts with Chris Ballard? I'm talking about him so much. Kind of having questions about you. And also, Fred Fowler's a bitch. I'm out.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
What the? What is going on here? See, this is on you. This is total. He's laughing so hard. What is wrong with you? Victory! This is totally on you. Alex, what's up?
Well, guys, as the previous caller was throwing shade at the Sun, I need to throw shade at whoever decided that pools are going to be closed on Mondays for cleaning. What is wrong with you? That's something that needs to be done at night, like parking lot sweepers and hook in or something. You know, like do that at night when we're asleep. Why are you doing that Monday during the day whenever everybody wants to go to the pool? Like, this is ridiculous. That's my shit.
Shade thrown.
Throw some, make some shade.
Jerks. Open the pool on Monday.
Yeah. Hey, those are your hours of business.
Yeah, a-holes. Jay is next. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, I got to throw some shade on my own weak-ass knee. So I got one goal in life as a stepdad. It's to beat the hell out of the dad. You know, we were playing basketball, and we stepped out there, and I know I'm going to give him the business. Little squirty-ass little guy. But I was going to give him the business. And I took two steps, and the whole knee just fell apart on me. Hmm. I got to throw shade at my knee.
Your knee sucks.
Even though you ain't here, it's hard to get it.
Your knee sucks.
I thought it was about, you know, making the kid know who's boss. I didn't know stepdads and dads play ball against each other.
Oh.
That's, what's a kind of an understanding relationship.
Yeah, I quit that with JT a long time ago when he started beating me in eighth grade.
It gets to a point you're like, all right, yeah, this isn't
all
fun.
Beat it, kid. Jerk. I walked off the court before the end of the game. You never beat me.
You're that bad of a sport? Yeah. You wouldn't even give him the satisfaction of beating him?
No.
Of letting him beat
Screw him. No, he ain't beating his dad.
You walked off the court.
He beat me once in golf, too. That was a bad thing.
That had to hurt.
No, I was the worst of my life. I went and got lessons right after that. I mean, I said, this ain't happening. Beat his ass now. He ain't doing that again. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Rod Easy. Delvincito!
Para tres,
gentlemen, good morning. Special shout out to my boy TJ and Boma. As always, free my boy, or you, Mike. I got a couple of shades, gentlemen, but, you know, since today is what are the odds Thursday, what are the odds that Ivory Heckler gets to OnlyFans?
That's a pretty good one.
I mean, that's a pretty good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. What's your shade?
All right, gentlemen, my shade goes to E-Dot, Air-Dot, Care-Dot, whatever the hell they're called. Hey, first of all, y'all don't tell me what to put my temperature at because y'all ain't paying for that. You know, I'm with my boy Johnny G Champion, so that's why, you know, I spit in my bill because I do that. So shade to y'all. And also, I want to throw shade at the flat earth because it was so slippery, Kyrie broke his own ankles. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
The flat earth. He's right.
Yeah.
If it was rounded, Kyrie wouldn't have hurt himself.
Yeah. Getting the email from your energy company or ERDOT telling you, could you please keep your temperatures? I was like, you guys have a job to do?
Yeah, why are you buy enough energy.
Yeah, you're not in jerks. Any position to tell us what to do, considering the last time we were depending on
a-holes. Timothy is next. What up, Timothy?
Good morning. I just want to throw shade at Mr. Joe Blank. I'm tired of listening to him take his stupid dog to the vet. I'm tired of his wife pushing him around. Obviously, the wife wears the pants in a relationship. Hey, Joe, grow a set. Get a pair. Be a man of the house. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
I'm out on this. See, you. I'm out. This is.
Come on. Let's not look. It's awkward for you, but you don't even see Joel.
No, but I know. I'm gonna catch a text.
For what?
I know
you didn't say
I'm
anything.
I'm gonna catch a text.
You didn't do or say anything.
Jeff is next. What up, Jeff?
I got two shades I need to throw. I need to throw some shade at KD with his Twitter fingers. He's tough on the Twitter fingers, man. He got his bodyguard pushing Tucker around. And then I'm throwing shade at Hooters, man. How y'all gonna have them girls sweating with no AC on for a month, man? Come on, man.
That's some
Urquhart.
Shade.
Blame Urquhart for your sweaty Hooters server.
Look, I tell this story all the time. The first time I ever went to Hooters, my waitress was pregnant.
Nah.
It ruined the whole experience. I'm out.
Them orange shorts don't look nearly as
well,
good like that.
Well, thankfully, they gave her a more appropriate attire. But even so, I was like, I get the pregnant waitress.
Cam is next. What up, Cam?
Yeah, I just want to throw some shade because I don't like how y'all saying it's cool for Dunnage to be able to have an opinion about his team. But Watson, he can't. That's very racist to me. Make some shade on y'all.
He's talking about Doncic and Watson can't have an opinion, which we never said.
Oh, no, you're incorrect.
Yeah,
this
show has never said.
I'm going to refute that. And I'll throw my shade at you for not listening correctly. I always thought that Deshaun should have had some. I liked it that he was talking with him, and he should have. You know who blew the whole thing was Cal. Cal kept talking to him, yeah, we want to talk, we want you to, your input and all this, and then he had no input. Didn't even interview Bienemy. That was dumb.
Yeah, this isn't the show for Deshaun should shut up and play football.
No.
Maybe that happened on a different show.
No, Deshaun should have fewer masseuses. That's what we've said.
Yeah, that is our issue. Less massages.
Yeah.
I would actually like you to speak more because it means you're not busy doing that other thing.
Yeah. Maybe you're not, you got your little baby towel on. Maybe you could wear clothes and talk to us about stuff.
About football stuff.
Yeah,
we would appreciate him talking about football stuff.
Yeah. John is here. What's up, John?
I just wanted to throw some shade at Eric the Troll. Man, you are a liar.
I don't know who Eric
about.
Is.
Is it Eric Wong?
It might have been Eric Wong. He didn't say anything about Week D, though, so I don't think so.
You make a point.
Roger. We got a few more. Let's go. Roger, what's up?
I want to throw some shade, two shades. The first one is the guy who blew out his knee trying to overplay his ex-girl's man. You got the goods. She probably looked better. Move on, dog. Now, guess who's going to be doing it to her? Because you can't do it with your bad knee. Secondly, the referees constantly bailed out Paul George last night, constantly. They just trying to keep the Clippers in the series. Paul George stuff.
Make some shade.
All right. And finally, Mito. What up, Mito? Hey.
I need to throw some shade at my bitch.
just because the other superstars are getting their shine on, now he wants to jump on Twitter and make it about him. Man, stay your ass out of there, man. You had weak D in the playoffs. That's why you and your weak-ass team are out, man. Shade thrown.
That's it.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Definitive LeBron statement. I think you mispronounced his name, but it's
Oh, you don't think he's called LeBitch? That's not his name?
Yeah, see. It got ugly at points, okay? It got ugly. Your wish came true.
You guys have really come through the last couple weeks.
Last couple weeks have been...
Keep that energy.
Keep that same energy.
John's uncomfortable, which is something...
It makes me uncomfortable.
John's uncomfortable, which I like, and it's funny.
I don't know. John, news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, my final segment of the week. Take it tomorrow off. Going to see Frankie in Washington. So Del, Lance, and Trey. We'll be here tomorrow morning, and actually, I think Lance is bringing somebody in. I don't want
to. Will that guy be a chef to give Lance tips on his brisket?
No.
Because people had some complaints about whether they were going to hear about that tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I heard them. I hope Lance didn't hear him. I hope Joel didn't hear.
I kind of hope Joel heard.
And Fred, that was ugly.
Like everyone, yeah, the Fred one, that one was particularly ugly. The other guy with Joel has called in maybe even last week about Joel because he made reference to Joel not being the man of the house. I think that was said last week,
too. Was last week, too?
Yeah, but Fred being called, well, what he got called.
That was ugly.
I haven't heard that before.
That was just ugly, just flat out ugly.
Didn't say anything about not being funny, though.
What do you think about Bojangles coming to Houston?
I see, the name Bojangles is so aggressive. Yeah. But when I went to Georgia for a wedding, I had Bojangles for the first time for my cousin's wedding. And their spicy chicken biscuit is the thing. So I'm pretty, and I watch a lot of ACC football, like that regional game, and Bojangles is a sponsor of that game. So I'm aware and used to the name. It's a little rough for me to go in there, but hey, the biscuit's good.
Well, and you didn't see it last week because apparently you didn't watch, but Chesson Hadley, who was leading a lot of the tournament, had Bojangles on his collar. And surprisingly, he's a white guy.
Is Chesson, does he do that thing where you sweep in the Olympics? What's the sport he plays?
No, he plays golf.
Oh.
Golf.
Oh, he plays golf.
Yeah, he's surprisingly a white guy. Del, a big controversy in your little cartoon world.
Is it Marvel or DC?
It's DC. Apparently, Harley Quinn, the show,
It's a cartoon, I believe.
Is it? It's the third season. Apparently, Batman was going to have relations with Catwoman.
Uh-huh. How do you put this?
How do I put this? He was going to pleasure her with his mouth region. What his mouth do, though? What you doing with that mouth?
That's not the actual phrase.
Apparently, DC said, no, heroes don't do that.
Heroes aren't giving lovers, is what they're saying?
They aren't. That's right. They're selfish lovers, apparently. But Val Kilmer weighed in on it.
One of the former Batmans.
One of the former Batmans. He tweeted out a scene where he says, does he or doesn't he? And it says, we could give it a try. I'll bring the wine.
So Val Kilmer suggesting he performs on a cartoon Harley Quinn Catwoman?
Well, no, it was actually a scene with him and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, from when she was in the movie.
Yeah. We could give it a try, he says. I'll bring the wine.
I wish Val would stay out of it, actually.
Yeah, Val got pretty. I don't know that Nicole Kidman would be going for Val anymore.
No, I don't think the matinee idol face that he had at one point is still a thing.
It's not. Val kind of let himself go a little bit.
Him and what's the dude's name from the, he was in The Wrestler. That was his comeback.
Well, what about Russell Crowe? How big he's got?
Well, Russell Crowe, did you see that movie where he's like the road rage?
Yeah.
Movie? Do you think that was real weight?
Yes.
Or he put
because
like
he was Roger
suit?
Ailes too. He was big in that. He's just playing big guy now.
Is he method acting or is he just a
no,
big dude
he's,
now?
He's a big dude now. He ain't changing because I ain't doing all that.
Russell Crowe.
Not for no role.
I watched that Russell Crowe road rage movie on a plane because it's the only time I would ever see it. I was like, dude, what happened? But he is really scary in that movie. If you watch it, it is scary.
Yes. No. Yet. And my wife is like, you see, you don't beep at people. Well, if they're acting like a-holes, I would have beeped at them.
Well, you see what happened.
He
killed that her brother's girlfriend.
Yeah.
He was not playing around.
No. He killed a lot of people in that movie.
Yeah, he killed her friend.
Care. You feel bad for Coca-Cola?
What do they do?
Apparently, they've
do?
Lost $4 billion in market value after Cristiano Ronaldo. He was going to his post-press conference, in which he scored a couple of goals, and there were a couple of bottles of Coca-Cola. He took them out and moved them away from him, and he said, drink water.
Yeah, I put it on the rundown earlier in the week. It's interesting. He just, get it out of here. He's a health nut. He doesn't like when his kid drinks sodas or eats candy and stuff. He goes, you shouldn't be eating a snack. You should be jumping in the pool for recovery after your runs. I was like, bro, he's like 10.
Dude.
And he even said, it's like, yeah, he's 10. He can have some candy, but he doesn't like it. I thought it was a bigger deal because he might have been a spokesperson. But, yeah, he was just like, get this stuff out of here and drink some water. It's unhealthy. Coca-Cola had to be like, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Don't just leave it alone.
Apparently, Ghislaine Maxwell is none too pleased with prison.
She's the one who was Jeffrey Epstein's
assistant.
Yeah.
And she aided and abetted in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
She claims vermin poop is raining down on her in her latest attempt to get out of jail. Do you think that you would like vermin poop raining down on you?
No, but when you commit certain crimes, maybe this is part of the deal.
Has anybody ever disturbed your nap?
You know, I'm pretty much dead to the world.
So you don't get disturbed?
I don't get disturbed, no.
Well, apparently the assistant Utah attorney general was none too pleased with someone who disturbed his nap. He sent an email in which he told this person to die and go to hell. Do you feel like if someone disturbs your nap that they should die and go to hell?
Look, I don't appreciate people bothering me, and the nap is one of those sacred things for me, but I wouldn't take it to an email. Like, if I'm upset with you, like I told you the story about the CVS lady who kind of cut me off when I was trying to explain some things, and in my head I'm like, but you know what I don't do? I don't express that because I'm a civilized human being.
Yeah, apparently not. This assistant attorney general isn't. Die and go to hell because you woke me up.
Who did he send it to?
I don't know. Don't care because it's time to go. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5. I'm off tomorrow. I'll talk to you again on Monday, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.